dispensaries, but the concentrates where they extract the THC from the plant and then concentrate it can be anywhere from 60% to 80% if they're waxes, shatters, resins, 90%. Some manufacturers are bragging they have created a 100% distillate to put into vapes. So these products are not anywhere near the same as what we used to smoke, ingest. These products, these concentrates, didn't even exist back in the day. So it is like night and day. It's the difference between, say, cocaine and crack.
Many people equate marijuana with alcohol use, and I know you've kind of touched on this already, but people think that they are equally dangerous if they're misused or overused. How do you see that?
Well, I mean, obviously, no substance is good for teens, and nothing should be promoted. Alcohol is clearly the most life-threatening substance that we have. Alcohol kills more people worldwide than any other substance. But THC is a very unique molecule in that it interacts differently with our brains than any other substance. Because THC molecularly is identical to our own natural neurotransmitter called anandamide, it tricks the brain into thinking it's the real thing, and the brain allows it to bind to the cannabinoid receptors in the prefrontal cortex. Unfortunately, when the brain is forming as an adolescent, MRI studies show us that it inhibits the brain's natural formation. Basically, the pruning of the neural pathways and the protecting of the brain goes haywire when THC gets in those receptors. So it causes a thinner prefrontal cortex, literally meaning it weighs less, it has less volume. So THC causes brain damage and mental health issues in ways that other substances do not. It's just a different mechanism. Of course, we're not comparing substances, how good or bad they are.
And this is the reason that you think that this is a greater concern for young people as opposed to adults.
Well, we're seeing now with studies that are new, right? Not the old 20, 30 year studies that marijuana proponents love to cite, but there are no research studies out there to show there are any benefits of these high potency THC extracts and concentrates for adolescents. Zero. But we can show hundreds and hundreds of studies that show the harms, including very recent studies. We now know that 30% of young men ages 21 to 30 who have schizophrenia would not have had it had they not used marijuana. That is a National Institutes of Health from the United States, 5 decades of data and 7 million people that show us that study. We also know after many years of legalization in Ottawa, Canada, they now have stated that if you are a teen ages 14 to 18, and unfortunately a young man, if you show up in the emergency room with cannabis-induced psychosis, 41.3% of them will be diagnosed with schizophrenia within 3 years. So it is impossible to have a 41% genetic predisposition to schizophrenia. We know now with 100% accuracy that the THC use is causing these mental harms in our young people, sadly, especially young men. Not that it doesn't affect young women, it's just that the male brain takes longer to fully form by the age of 28 to 30, they are now saying.
Laura, do you have any final words of advice that you can offer to parents who wonder, maybe they don't really know if their teenager is using marijuana, or maybe they just think it's part of being a teenager?
I would say that that is exactly what I thought. You know, my son got a perfect SAT score in math. He was a straight A student, had a 4.2 GPA, had a scholarship. No parent thinks that that will ever happen to their child. And I know that Johnny did not think that he was going to have a problem with it until he did. I would encourage you to cast aside any perceptions of what you think you know about marijuana. If you have not set foot in a dispensary in the past 10 years, you really are ignorant about the products that are available today, the dose dependency, how the brain is impacted in youth. We don't get into the whys and wherefores about legalization and policy, and we don't talk about adult use. We are specifically interested in keeping teens from using it so that they are educated and understand the data and how it harms their brains, and hopefully choose to delay any use until their brains are formed. And maybe by then, they won't even want to use it at all.
And where can people find more information about Johnny's Ambassadors?
We will help any parent who is worried about their teen's THC use. Just come and visit us online at johnnysambassadors.org. That's johnnysambassadors.org.
Laura Stack, the founder of Johnny's Ambassadors, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thanks for having me.
And for InfoTrack, I'm Roy Mackey.
You're listening to InfoTrack, a production of Syndication Networks.
Spilled your drink? Quick, the quicker picker-upper. Bounty picks up spills quicker. And each sheet is 2 times more absorbent, so you can use less than the leading ordinary brand. So you can get back to your night. Bounty, the quicker picker-upper.
At Progressive, we love sports and saving you money, so we bundled them together.
The final horse now in the gate, and they're off. They're starting off with a double toe loop jump, leaving a difficult 7-10 split as there's movement on the inside rail. Only 9 pins separate them now as they head to the final quarter mile. They're neck and neck. It's down to the last frame. Here comes the actual jump. They bundle their home and auto insurance with Progressive. Win, strike, savings, gold.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Not available in all states or situations.
If you've been told that nighttime exercise will disrupt your sleep and that morning is the best time to hit the gym, recent research says that may not be true. InfoTrack's Roy Mackey is back, and he has the story. Roy?
Thanks again, Chris. Penny Larson is the lead author of this study from the Charles Sturt University School of Exercise, Science, Sport, and Health in Bathurst, Australia. So tell us what the big headline would be from your study of exercise.
We found that early evening high-intensity exercise did not disrupt sleep, and evening exercise also had a greater impact on reducing ghrelin, which is the hunger hormone.
Interesting. When you're describing exercise in the evening, this is not simply going out for a walk after dinner. This is fairly high-intensity exercise, right?
Yes, exactly. So the participants performed a 30-minute high-intensity protocol, which involved 6 1-minute maximal efforts on a bike, and then they had 4 minutes of passive rest in between those sprints.
And these were middle-aged men?
Yes, so they ranged from 35 to 60, but I think our mean was about 44 years of age.
And did they work out before dinner or afterwards?
It was before, so we did ask them to fast for 2 hours prior to participating in the exercise, and this was for the appetite variables that we were measuring.
Penny, you referred to it a moment ago, but talk for a moment about how these evening workouts affected their appetites.
Sure. So with the afternoon and the evening trial, we asked participants to fast for 2 hours, and we found that pre-exercise acylated ghrelin was slightly elevated for both the afternoon and the evening trial, which may have to do with the circadian rhythm of that hormone. But then post-exercise, we saw a significant decline in ghrelin, which would suggest reductions in perceived hunger.
So it sounds like if someone was wanting to use exercise as a part of a weight loss program, maybe working out in the evening is a better idea.
Possibly. Anecdotally, participants did say that they ate less. We didn't see it in the recorded diaries that we had, but they did say they were less hungry. Basically, their focus was on recovery, not so much on eating.
I understand you also found differences in the different times of day in the person's strength or power?
Yes, so it was an aerobic high-intensity protocol, so they were on a stationary bike, and we found that their sprint power outputs were higher compared to the morning exercise trial. So it appears that they were able to put in more effort in the afternoon and the evening. So whether this had to do with a preference of being a morning person versus an evening person, or whether there's actually something physiologically going on, would need further investigation.
So your study found that it did not negatively impact sleep. How soon after exercise did your subjects get to bed?
So it was around normal bedtime for them, which was about 10:30 p.m. Some participants did go to bed a little bit later. So exercise was performed about 3 hours on average prior to sleep onset.
So do you have an opinion about how late in the evening may be too late for exercise?
Obviously, it's going to be different for different people, but I personally would suggest that so long as the exercise isn't actually impacting your sleep duration, so long as you're not cutting off your sleep for the purpose of exercising, then it shouldn't negatively impact your sleep. Whereas if you're enforcing a shorter sleep duration, then that's going to have other effects on the subsequent days, and if it's prolonged, obviously the weeks and months there as well. But I would also suggest the same for the morning. So you're not getting up earlier than you normally would for the purpose of exercising, but it becomes your normal routine.
So what's next in your research?
I would like to do a similar study with female participants, just because there's a lot of hormonal differences between males and females, which may show different responses, or to actually see the weight management benefits of exercising at different times of day.
Penny Larson, PhD candidate from the Charles Sturt University School of Exercise Science, Sport and Health in Bathurst, Australia. Thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me.
And for InfoTrack, I'm Roy Mackey.
That's it for another edition of InfoTrack. InfoTrack Internet services are provided by Pear.com. Thanks to this week's contributor, Roy Mackey. Our executive producer is Randy Meyer, and I'm Chris Whitting, inviting you to join us next week for another edition of InfoTrack.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. A patchy fog, then some clearing taking place in the afternoon, with the highs rising to the upper 30s, light southwest winds developing. For the overnight, partly cloudy skies at upper 20s. On Monday, mostly sunny to partly cloudy skies, a little bit of rain possible in the afternoon. It's 30 at our studios. CFW.
Just taught when time is new. All through the night today, knowing that we feel the same without saying. We have of no past, we won't reach back. Keep with me forward all through the night. And once we with
1057 CFW. This is 105.7 CFW.
identify yourself.
WCFW-FM and WCFW-HD1, Chippewa Falls, Eau Claire, and the entire Chippewa Valley.
Pacific Media Radio Station.
FM has always stood for fine music. And now, FM stands for fun music, too. This is the Valley's fun music. 105.7.
CFW.
Chippewa Valley.
Lying beside you, here in the dark, feeling your heart with mine. Softly you whisper, you're so sincere, how could our love be so blind? We say
CFW.
What you got?
forget about it.
Boy, we've got some big shoes to fill, don't we? Well, if you've been around a while, you know how important the letters WCFW have been to Chippewa Falls, Eau Claire, and the entire valley. FM has always stood for fine music. Well, we've put a new paint job on things and couldn't be more excited to have been handed the torch, where FM still stands for fine music, but also fun music. Proud to say that we're still 105.7 CFW.
Chippewa Valley weather.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Patchy fog, then some clearing taking place in the afternoon, with the highs rising to the upper 30s, light southwest winds developing. For the overnight, partly cloudy skies at upper 20s. On Monday, mostly sunny to partly cloudy skies, a little bit of rain possible in the afternoon. It's 30 at our studios.
CFW.
I've been had, I was sad.
1057 CFW.
My tree, she rides the night next to me. She leads me through moonlight, only to burn me with the sun. She's taking my heart, but she doesn't know what she's done. Feel her breath in my face, body close to me. Can't look in her eyes, she's out of my league. just a fool to believe I have anything she needs. She's like the wind. And all I see is a young old man with only a dream. Am I just fooling myself that she'll stop the pain? Living without her, I go insane. My face, her body close to me, can't look in her eyes, she's out of my league. Just a fool to believe I have anything she needs. She's like the wind. Face, your body close to me, can't look in your eyes, you're out of my league. Just a fool to believe,
just a fool to believe,
she's like the wind.
Just a fool to believe,
just a fool.
CFW.
So hard to be it never feels out of place. And you're still probably working at a 9-to-5 pace. I wonder how bad that tastes when you see my face. Hope it gives you hell, hope it gives you hell. When you walk my way, hope it gives you hell, hope it gives you hell. Now where's your picket fence, love? And where's that shiny